for another episode of Raw with a Purpose. Mm-hmm. I am Titani Harris, author, speaker, business consultant, CEO of TMH Behavioral Services, and founder of TMH Man Cave.
Hey, y'all. I'm Latasha Davis, couples, marriage, family, and relationship expert and vice president of TMH Behavioral Services.
Yes. Season three.
Season three.
Oh, my God.
1 year anniversary.
1 year anniversary of Raw with a Purpose. Like, I think about when we first started, I didn't even think about a season three. Like, I'm like, let's get through the first season. But here we are, season three.
So let me ask you how you feeling.
Oh, my goodness.
How you doing?
Woo-wee, how I'm doing. You know, life has been lifing. And I know in this episode, we're going to get into how life has been lifing and how sometimes being an adult is overrated. But I'm
super
hanging
overrated.
It up.
Take me back to the childhood when I was sitting on the steps waiting for the flashlight.
Okay.
The little light, your grandma was like, you better not get off this porch. I was that kid. I ain't get off that porch.
Right, man. So I think for this episode, we want to kind of get into like why we've taken such a long break. Mm-hmm. Right. We appreciate y'all rocking with us. And just the challenges of doing a podcast. Mm-hmm. So I think we can start there. So what happened last season?
So last season, we had a lot going on. We love what we do. Let's put that out there. We love doing this podcast, like Titani says. This is very therapeutic for both of us.
Titani today, huh? I'm sorry.
She got too many aliases. I didn't get to ask. Okay. Titani. Okay. I guess I'll be forgetting. I'll be like, you know, sometimes I don't know what to call you sometimes. Titani, Tanny, okay, whatever alias we using today. She got all three of them. We had a lot going on, and I think the biggest frustration with the podcast is that we just didn't have time to do and put in as much as we wanted to. We felt like it was rushed. Yep. We had a lot of great content last year. We just don't think we got it pushed the way we wanted it to, just because of the time we just didn't have.
Yep.
So we kind of felt like it was ended abruptly, like, okay, we over it, like, for that season. But it was just a lot, not only just the time, but just personally, individually, we had stuff going on. For me, I had haphazardly had to move.
Yes.
So that was a lot of a process that I was not ready for, but hey, my word is adjusted. I'm always going to adjust. So that was the biggest thing for me. And then also managing TMH Behavioral Services, that's always been a big baby for me too as well. And we hire new people, so I'm training new people, and things were shifting. So that was just a big piece as well. What would you say for you?
I think for me, number one was my health. Just a lot of health challenges. I am doing much better. Mm-hmm. But just my health and, like you said, managing TMH Behavioral Services, I want to just shout you out for just holding it down these past 3 to 4 months for me, as I've just had some personal challenges. But
you showed me financially how much you're excited about me being part of this. Let me say, my boss be bouncing, right?
Telling my business.
She take care of me for real though.
But no, I just appreciate that because with my health and just personal challenges and just managing TMH Man Cave, you know, our real estate investment company.
That took a pause too.
That took a pause. Just life. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful to have you as not just my vice president, but as my best friend and just really holding us down.
I'm glad you got me too.
But no, just holding us down during this time because it wasn't easy. And actually, I think not having the podcast affected me too. As I've always said, what I love about what we do here is that, yes, we're therapists, we're experts in mental health. I'll put us up against anybody in this field.
You always say that. You'll put up against anybody
in this field, man. But for me, this is a space where I feel like, yes, I'm a therapist, I'm an expert, but I can just be Tanny.
Mm-hmm.
And so I miss this. And I think about last season, how we did rush through, and it was so much good
great
content.
Stuff. We had
great
a lot
stuff.
Of content.
And I think it affected me. Not having it, not having this space, but we're excited to be back.
And another thing we talked about too, also that took a back seat was a part of our friendship, part of the business. And not in a bad way, y'all. Like, we best friends. Don't get it twisted. But the good thing about us is because we're best friends, because we know each other, it was not a big thing for us to get mad. Like, man, we ain't spending time with each other. Yeah. Like, we knew, like, I think the big piece is because we were in it.
Yeah.
So we see it's not just, oh, you're not trying to spend time with me, I'm not trying to spend time with you, because it's a relationship. At any day, friendship, relationship, you got to make time. And that was a big piece we weren't able to do as consistently. Yep. Like, I always post on my IG story that meme that we always got to make appointments. Because we do. She literally sent me a Google invite. Because I'm not doing the Google invites. She was sending invites. Okay, we're going to happy hour at 3:00. And about that week, we ain't going. It's so much stuff, other stuff is going on that we just don't have the time to do it. So I think that was a big piece, because a lot of people really feel like we spend a lot of time, like, oh, y'all always together, we're doing these galas and we're traveling.
Those but are the snippets.
Those snippets of what this relationship looked like, because our relationship has definitely took, I mean, we can't even have a conversation without talking about the business.
And that's what I was going to say, like, I checked in with you to say, hey, I feel like every time we talk, it's always work, which is, you know, great. But I really just missed an opportunity not to be in a place of authority or business partner, just to be your tans and like just kind of chop it up.
And Booski.
And Booski.
Because we are either Titania or Latasha.
Or Booski. But I just missed that. And I think last season is when it really hit the fan for me, because it was so much going on and it was so much on my plate. And I just had to take a step back, you know, and part of taking a step back was putting the podcast on hold. But now we're back, and I'm so excited.
With vengeance.
Yes.
We're here.
I'm so excited for season three, but I want to talk about, like, how we shifted and prepare for this season. Like, I know we just discussed, like, the challenges and what was going on to a certain degree, but, like, how did we shift and prepare for season three?
I remember distinctly.
Oh my God. You can always come in for a story, man. This girl.
This one had a conversation with me like, Booski, we got to talk about the podcast. It was like, we need to regroup. Because what happened this season was not okay. And I agree. Like, it was. And it was a lot of frustration on both of our parts.
Yep.
And even a piece of it is that Tandy's really good at noticing things that I'm just a person that's going to get it done. And she does a really good job of saying, Booski, I really appreciate you taking a lead in the podcast this season. It's making sure, like, things was being posted, things was being connected, this person was getting with. And that was a lot in itself. And so she does a really good job of appreciating it and saying, hey, I'm sorry that I didn't show up as much as I could have. Or I should have. But I'm like, hey, it's a team effort. So I'm going to be, you know, sometimes I'm going to drop the ball and you're going to pick it up. So that's kind of what we do. It's just a natural thing. I think we just do with each other. Yeah. But it's nothing like I'm getting mad because you ain't pick up the ball, because you're going to pick up at some point.
I am.
We don't really worry about it, but you do a really good job of noticing. And I'm noticing if I'm like, dang, I'm not pushing in like I, you know, should be or could be. So that's a big thing, was that we had a real conversation about what we dropped individually and together, and things that we need to change just strategically with the whole podcast. Because one of the things we know, we just don't have the time to put into doing everything individually.
Yes.
Like, we need someone to take the whole reign and just, here you go, just let us record and you do all that. Because that, I'm telling you, anybody who knows or who even want to get into podcasts, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It ain't us just setting up and doing this for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes. It's a whole production.
It is.
And so with it being a whole production, it takes a lot of time and an investment. And we hire not only just physically, but financially investing in ourselves.
Yes. I'm so proud of us for saying, okay, we've done 2 seasons. How can we step it up for season 3?
Yes.
And do we have the mental capacity
to do
for
it.
Season 3? And I'm just so proud of us, y'all. I'm really, really excited about this season. I think about our topics. I don't want to give them away, but I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
But as we wrap up this episode, I want to just give our audience some tips on how to manage when life happens, right? Because life is going to continue to happen. And so what can we do? What can they do to help them rest and restore and just not feel so overwhelmed when you have so much on your plate?
I feel like, one, you have to check in with yourself. Check in with yourself and see kind of where you at, what you're feeling. Because our bodies tell us stuff. Like, when we're tired, when something is off. Like, check in with yourself. Don't ignore them red flags. I think another thing, boundaries.
Yep.
Making boundaries. Sure you're keeping up with boundaries, not just with other people, but for yourself. And boundaries is for you, not more so for other people.
Yes.
So some people may feel a certain type of way if you choose not to want to spend time or not to want to do this activity. But it's boundaries that I need for my own mental health and my own mental stability. So if I'm at the end of the day, I got to choose me.
Yeah.
So I know those are the top 2 things for me.
I would say understanding that life is far from perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to be, you know, bed. It's not going to always be like, I always like to say, like, lilies in the valley.
Mm.
Sometimes it'll be like SH in the alley.
Shit in the alley.
Yes.
Just say, girl.
Sometimes it's going to be in the alley. Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
I'm not going to get you on here.
Oh, my goodness. Granny is watching me. And I can't say, watch your mouth, poo-poo. But no, life is far from perfect. There's always going to be something going on.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I always like to remind myself is, just because you have the capacity to handle something doesn't mean you should.
Yes.
So We hope y'all enjoyed this episode.
I know.
You know, you guys can follow us on social media. We're Raw With A Purpose. Mm-hmm. If you guys have some topics you want us to discuss, send us an email at rawwithapurpose@gmail.com. And it's been so long, I almost forgot that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're excited about season 3, and we'll see y'all
in episode 2.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. If you guys want to follow us individually, follow me at Titania Harris. TMH Behavioral Services. Follow TMH Man Cave.
And with TMH Man Cave, we do accept donations.
Okay,
because this one puts in work with her own money. Okay, so if you are, I know you guys have been seeing TMH Man Cave been doing their thing. So please, please, please donate. This one is the whisperer for the men. The men whisperer.
What about you? Where can people follow you?
They can follow me at LatashaD29 at what is that, Instagram? And then also we have our email, which is rawwithapurpose@gmail.com. And like she said, follow us on all social media. I mean, all social media.
Raw With A Purpose. See y'all next time.
See y'all. Bye bye.